Been angling to get Richard Armitage out of bed first thing in the morning and into the big Radio 2 studio. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you very much.
For months and months and months, she'd been fighting all sorts of disease and flu and infection, and this is the day she succumbs to the flu,
If she's listening, I hope she's feeling better.
She'll be champing at the bit, trying to get inside. Are you aware of your fan base? Are you aware of the loyalty of a lot of the Armitage Army?
Yes, to an extent. They're very loyal, and they email me and send me lots of nice gifts and letters. So
now, is this because you did TV stuff, or is this because they came to see you in the theatre?
I think it's mainly from TV. I think it all started during North and South, but a few of them turned up at the Vicar of Dibley live recording. I seem to remember,
because this is the man who married Dawn French. Walked off with the Vicar of Dibley. A lot of people have been... thank you for coming in, by the way.
It's a pleasure.
I know it's the best time of day, and the clocks went back, and the sunrise is looking really rather impressive over West London. But Helen's in Swansea, says, look, you outsmouldered Colin Firth's Darcy any day of the week. Can't wait for Spooks to start. The seventh series of Spooks...
Seven, yeah.
..is... how are you finding it? Because you can't give too much away, presumably. But
no, I mean, it seems to be a distant memory for me now. We shot it at the beginning of the year, but it was great. It was really... It's interesting to see how that show's gone from strength to strength, and with each new arrival of a new character, they seem to improve on what they've done before.
Because you get tortured in this one.
I do.
There's a big thing in The Times as well, because the BBC's allegedly... pushing audiences to the edge of our tolerance for realism, because there's actually... Well, you're being waterboarded, is that right?
Yes.
And they did it for real?
They did. I was given the choice, I think I remember being given the choice as to what I would be wearing, but I didn't quite realise that, you know, when it got to the point where they were going to do it, I sort of didn't realise they were going to actually do it. but I was assured that it was safe, which it was. And I think, you know, I wanted to experience that because it was something that the character had been through, and it was a fraction of a second, and actually they didn't use a great deal of the footage. So I know that article says there's going to be quite a lot of complaints, but I think it's tolerable, and it was a small moment, you know, in Lucas's experience.
I know Sharon Stone was told that they wouldn't show that bit when she crossed her legs, but this is obviously a little more, because you're on your back... Your head is lowered, water's poured onto a cloth over your face, so you can't really breathe, and then you're supposed to tell everybody the secret to your homemade sausages or strawberry jam.
Yeah, they're trying to extract a piece of information from me, and they get it. They get it out of him very quickly.
Don't tell us the ending, for goodness sake. Is it anything like any other sort of TV you've done, in the way that they are going for the realism at the expense of... Because, you know, apparently Craig... James Bond.
Danny Craig
lost the tip of a finger doing a stunt.
Yes, I read that.
In this thing.
Yeah.
A lot of other people have damaged themselves, really. Jackie Chan got serious injuries when he was shooting Armour of God in 1987. Robert De Niro did three competitive boxing matches for Raging Bull. This is a long time ago. But are you ever sort of warned that this could actually hurt?
Yeah, I mean, I think... for example, with Robin Hood, every time you get on the back of a horse, you're pretty much putting yourself in danger, because it's a big, powerful animal. But, you know, more and more you're asked to do your own stunts, because they can get the camera in quite close and you know, really see that it's you. And I think the most actors want to do it, you know, to see what it feels like. And I don't know, you challenge yourself. Certainly with the waterboarding, I really wanted to challenge myself.
But you know the script. Don't pour any more water on me. You know what I'm going to say. Richard Armitage is with us on Radio 2 this morning. It's 14 minutes past 7. A load of questions coming up for you.
Okay.
Which I'll... we won't waterboard you. We'll just ask you the questions. Hopefully it'll be much more comfortable after Adele.